From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says he'll know by the end of next year if his strategy in Afghanistan is working, and he's pledging to change gears if it's not. Mr. Obama has ordered another 30,000 additional U.S. troops to the country to help secure population centers from Taliban militants. He made his new strategy public during a speech at West Point earlier this month. Some analysts said it lacked emotion, but Mr. Obama says it was probably the most emotional speech he's yet delivered.
Because I was looking out over a group of cadets, some of whom are going to be deployed in Afghanistan, and potentially some might not come back. There is not a speech that I've made that hit me in the gut as much as that speech.
President Obama was interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes. The former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, says he expects the job market to rebound quickly because companies slashed their workforces too drastically during the recession. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The way Greenspan sees it, U.S. businesses were so spooked by the financial crisis and the crumbling U.S. economy early this year, they overshot. He says they cut their payroll so deeply they will have to hire workers just to keep up with demand. Greenspan said on NBC's Meet the Press that it seemed virtually inevitable that employment will start to rebound fairly quickly. But don't look for the unemployment rate to suddenly drop like a stone. Greenspan said that even as companies begin adding workers, the unemployment rate may continue to rise. That's because the economy needs to add 100,000 jobs a month simply to keep pace with population growth and to account for people who have given up their job search but could start looking again when the economy improves. The unemployment rate in November was 10%. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Top White House economic advisors said today they expect to see job growth this spring. The first American to win the Nobel Prize in Economics, Paul Samuelson, has died at his home in Belmont, Massachusetts. He was 94. From member station WBUR in Boston, Meghna Chakrabarty reports.
Paul Samuelson won the Nobel Prize in 1970 for his revolutionary use of mathematical analysis in economics. The liberal economist was also a professor at MIT for decades. And earlier this year, Samuelson lamented that it was the financial industry's blind faith in numbers that caused the current recession.
Fiendish Frankenstein monsters of financial engineering have been created. A lot of them at MIT. Some of them by people like me.
Samuelson was instrumental in shaping economic policy in the Kennedy administration. His nephew, Lawrence Summers, currently serves as President Barack Obama's chief economic advisor. Samuelson also authored one of the most widely read college economics textbooks. For NPR News, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston.
This is NPR News. Heavy rain from a winter storm that pushed into Southern California over the weekend has tapered off and skies have cleared, allowing residents of the foothills around Los Angeles to return home. Yesterday, many fled their homes because there were fears heavy rains would cause mudslides in neighborhoods scarred by wildfires. Several sites occurred on highways in the area. Officials have issued an avalanche warning for the Sierra region in Northern California and Western Nevada as residents and motorists dig out from a winter storm. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The leading edge of a powerful Pacific storm which moved into the region Saturday brought plenty of snow to the Sierra Nevada. Areas above the 7,000-foot level have received up to 2 feet of snow. The avalanche warning issued by the U.S. Forest Service covers a large swath of the central Sierra and for the backcountry outside of established ski area boundaries. With whiteout conditions along major highways, law enforcement agencies have been inundated with calls from motorists involved in accidents, some of them multi-vehicle mishaps. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Searchers employed a National Guard helicopter to search for two climbers still missing on Oregon's Mount Hood. Sheriff's Department spokesman Jim Stroving says search efforts on the ground were too dangerous.
We have conditions on the mountain that are too dangerous at the present time, avalanche conditions primarily. We have to be very much aware of the safety of these volunteers.
The body of one member of the climbing group was found yesterday on a glacier. Search operations have ended for the day. Stroving says authorities will evaluate their options in the morning. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.